Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Student Investor Podcast with me, your host, Ivan Sambo. And on today's episode, we're talking about the importance of investing into foreign markets in terms of shares in order to see growth in your portfolio. Today's episode, I wanted to be short, but I wanted to touch on the five reasons to why it is important to invest into foreign markets. As well, guys, to cover into how can you actually invest into those foreign markets, and also at the end, I want to give my little bit of a two-cent opinions of what I think about investing international. But let's not just say international, but investing foreign. Let's put it like that, guys. Without wasting any time, let's get into this episode. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Hello, future millionaires and billionaires. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Student Investor Podcast with me, your host, Ivan Sambo. As I said in the intro, today we are talking about the importance of investing into foreign markets. So I think it is important when we have such a conversation, have such a discussion, we start talking about the reason to why should you invest into those foreign markets, because the why is that was what matters the most. Then we'll talk into the how, and also I'll give my two cents at the end. So guys, when we talk about investing into foreign markets, we're talking about taking your South African rand, changing it into a specific currency, and buying into a specific foreign country's stock market. What do I mean about it? I mean, for example, take your South African rand, turning it into dollars and buying companies listed in the New York stock market, or turning your South African rand into pounds and investing into the London stock market. Why should you do that? There are five main reasons which I personally came up with that I feel is a great reason to us as average South Africans to invest into the global market. By the way, guys, forgive me for my voice today. There was a graduation on Friday, so I was busy singing, celebrating, and I lost my voice then. So let's talk about the first reason into why I believe we should invest into foreign markets. It is the idea of protecting yourself against currency fluctuation. What do I mean about that? The South African rand, guys, as much as you can say it's powerful, typically it is not. It's one of the world's most volatile currency, meaning its value goes up and down based on small things that are happening around the world. And as a South African, you need to protect yourself in other markets, knowing that you don't only depend on the rand. Your asset, your value is not only dependent on the value of the rand, but it's dependent on other currencies as well. And one of the best ways is to want to go invest in foreign countries, because when you go to invest into the New York stock markets, buy shares then, you have to buy those shares in dollars, not in rand. Meaning now you're protecting the value of your asset in another foreign currency. So when you buy those shares, you already are protected in terms of the, basically you're not protected, actually you're investing into the US dollar. The US dollar is a currency, and also now you're investing into a stock. So you're doing two things at once, basically. And that helps because it ensures that if the South African rand gets impacted by whatever it is and loses its value, you know you have assets outside of South Africa that are not based on the South African rand. That's number one, guys. Number two, it is portfolio diversification. What do I mean when I talk about the portfolio diversification? It is nice and good to be diversified in the JSE. What do I mean about that? I mean, majority of us invest in the JSE, meaning you have shares of different companies and you're diversified in your portfolio in the JSE, but it's also great to diversify in terms of geographic location. Meaning if something happens in South Africa, you know you have different companies that are in different locations that they may not be impacted by whatever is happening in South Africa, meaning that overall your investment is still seeing growth because you're in a foreign market as well.
third reason, guys, linked into the second reason is that you are protecting yourself against local currency crisis. What do I mean, local currency or local economy crisis? Whatever happens in South Africa will impact our economy in South Africa because of load shedding, whatever it is that happens, that South African economy loses its value and drops. You also know that you are in other foreign currencies that have nothing to do with South Africa to that large extent. Remember, guys, the JSE in South Africa only counts for less than 1% of the world stock market. The South African economy and GDP only count for less than 2% of the world's GDP. So, you know, there are huge powerhouses in the world. There are developed countries out there. There are developing countries out there that are developing faster than South Africa. So, when you are in those markets, you know, whatever happens in South Africa, you are still protected by different geographical locations that are not heavily relying on South Africa or heavily relying on our group. So, you basically are still diversifying using geographical location, but you're protecting yourself against South Africa as well. Whatever happens in South Africa, you know you're protected. Another thing as well, this goes to my young professionals out there who are working and have a pension fund. A lot of the money that's in your pension that you pay to your pension fund holder, whatever it is, whoever your pension is held by, they invest that money into the JSE. Majority of your pension money is in the JSE. So why would you take your own personal investment as well and put it heavily as well into the JSE? So you also need to take that personal money of yours and invest it into other countries where your pension fund is not. So whatever happened to the JSE, whatever happens to the South African economy, you know at least you have other assets in foreign nations. Another thing as well, guys, is promising returns. Typically, the US stock market tends to perform better than the JSE. For example, a good example of this is in the S&P 500, which is the biggest Standard & Poor's 500 companies. On average, since 19-something to 2023 have seen an average of 10.23% growth annually, meaning typically this stock market, the US stock market, the S&P 500, there is huge growth in it and it's good returns on them. So some foreign markets are more promising than the JSE. You know, I'm a big lover, guys, of the Johannesburg stock market, but we need to face reality that there's some better markets out there. And I think now this is the fifth or fourth. I lost track of how many reasons, guys, there I was given to why you should go international. I think the other one as well is the idea of ensuring that you also, how can I put this? You ensure that you get more understanding of how the stock market works. There's something when you go to invest into global foreign countries, when you invest them, you invest into those companies and those countries to do research and understanding them, understanding the economy of that country, understanding the economy of that specific market. It opens your mind into more other forms of investment that exist. It opens your mind to more ways to understand different companies. And that's so beautiful, but that will motivate you to invest more. So that's just the last thing I want to put there when we talk about why it's important to invest into foreign countries. Now let's talk into how exactly can you do that? How can you invest into those foreign countries? One golden rule, guys, is always you need to get a broker. A broker is the only way you can access foreign markets. Currently in South Africa, we have up to four brokers that I know of that are simple to use, easy to understand, that allows you to invest into the global world. Number one is my personal favorite, the Shift app by Standard Bank. That app, you don't need to bank with Standard Bank to use the Shift app, but it's also a great way for you to invest into the global world because it has the London stock market inside it, it has the US stock market inside it, it has the European stock market inside it, and you can buy currencies of different countries as well, meaning you can just buy currencies and hold them so you can protect yourself in different currencies. So the Shift app by Standard Bank is one of the great brokers you can use out there. Then secondly, we have Easy Equity. So I just have my own personal views about Easy Equity now, but still they give you access to global foreign market as well. But the US stock market as well is there. The JSE is there, the London stock market is there, European stock market is there, the Australian stock market as well is there. So Easy Equity as well, you know, the greatest way you can invest into the global world as well. The third way, I think, is stock I forgot the name now. I forgot the name of this broker right now. Let me skip it. I'll do another video about this one because I now forgot about it. The last one, guys, stock broker you can use. Not just the stock broker, but it's the JSE itself. This may go against some of the reasons why I mentioned you must go foreign, but the JSE itself, if those want to stay local and stay and understand the JSE and stay within what they understand, the JSE itself has ETF, exchange traded funds that are heavily focused on foreign nations. Can be developing countries. Developed country, India, China, Japan, whatever it is, the JSE does have ETF that are dedicated and focused on foreign market. So if you won't want to go directly into the stock New York stock market, directly to the London stock market, or directly to the European stock market, you can go via the JSE and invest through an ETF into the foreign market as well. So guys, those are the ways that you can actually invest into the foreign world, the foreign stock market, which can help you achieve your investment goals. But as always, guys, do ensure to do your own research, do ensure to consult a registered financial advisor if there's something you don't understand. Never invest with ignorance. Ensure you understand everything that you do. As always, guys, please do ensure to hit the like button, subscribe button, leave me a comment, give me a review of what you think about the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. Until next time, guys, happy investing.